This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Freezing eggs and sperm is big business, but what happens when the freezer decides to come in from the cold and the chance to have children in the future just melts away? 50 men store their sperm in a cryogenic tank at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Unfortunately, the entire cooling system failed and the sperm was irrevocably lost. 3 of the 50 were minors at the time of storage, the youngest being 14 years old and suffering from a rare form of cancer that would most likely make him sterile. The named plaintiff in this case was identified as John Doe No. 1, and the hospital decided to go to the mat right away, arguing that the men involved could not sue under fictitious names because the rules require public identification of plaintiffs. But the court allowed the men to sue under the names John Doe 1 through John Doe 50. The court said we can imagine few circumstances more devastating, more highly personal, and more entitled to privacy. So freezing eggs and sperm has its risks, but at least if they're lost, the courtroom won't be a place where everybody knows your name. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.